Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you in climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 5 a.m. call. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2024. My name is Sarah Desamores from the SD Group at Douglas Elliman in Miami, Florida. Again, welcome to the 5 a.m. club, where we start the day on a positive note and challenge you towards abundance and growth. This morning, I want to start things differently. I want you to take a moment and think of something great that happened yesterday. Just a moment, close your eyes, think about yesterday. What is one great thing that happened? If you think of one thing great, and if you think of even more things, that's even better. Now, this morning or today, during your journaling, I want you to list amazing things that happened in your career, things you're proud of. How many people you've helped. Think about some testimonials that past clients have given you. Because guess what? When facing uncertainty, when facing challenges, when facing scary things, gratitude and acknowledgement for hard work really, really does help. So I know there's a lot of real estate agents on this call, right? And our industry has definitely been targeted. Not just last week, but it's been going on for a couple of years. And unfortunately, last week, something major is going to change our industry. And, you know, for someone who's not a real estate agent on this call, if you've ever worked in any type of sales or whatnot, or if you work in any type of sales, imagine working hard during a transaction, sometimes much harder than the other person. And some attorney just comes up and says, oh, yeah, whatever you did, that's not worth it. We don't think that you should be paid all that, you know, for everything you've done. Now you have to prove your worth. You have to prove that, you know, you need to be here, and you have to prove to us, like, why you need to be paid, right? We're not going to put your commission on the MLS, amongst other things. It stings. It hurts. It's unfair. But it is what it is, and we're moving forward. So what do you do when facing uncertainty or challenges, right? Because remember, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. That's what Winston Churchill said. So the first thing, you know, just what we talked about today, first thing is you need to acknowledge your emotions, right? Recognize and accept your emotions rather than just suppressing them. We're facing a setback. Acknowledge your feelings of frustration or disappointment. It's normal that we're pissed off, right? That you're pissed off or that we're pissed off. You can practice mindfulness techniques like deep breathing or journaling just to process your emotions effectively. Don't just hold it in, right? Don't just hold it in. You might blow up one day, right? And seek support from trusted colleagues or mentors to discuss your emotions and to gain more perspective. I've been doing this. I've been talking to colleagues. I've been talking to other real estate professionals. It's okay to vent. It's okay to be upset about it, right? Practice gratitude, just what we, you know, the little exercise I made you guys do earlier today, right? Focus on what you've achieved and express gratitude for your accomplishments, no matter how small they are. For example, acknowledge, you know, successful transactions you've had or great clients you've met that have become friends. Keep a gratitude to journal to regularly reflect on positive aspects of your business journey. Cultivate a mindset of abundance rather than scarcity. Appreciate all the opportunities that you had before and that you're going to keep having in the future. Acknowledge the amazing resources available to you, including this call, okay? And, you know, develop resilience. Embrace challenges as learning opportunities and setbacks. as stepping stones towards growth. For example, if a strategy, you know, the strategy that we had before to help buyers and sellers, that's still a good strategy. We just have to make a couple of changes, right? Analyze it and adapt rather than giving up. Build a support network of other resilient individuals who can provide encouragement and share their own experiences. Stay flexible and open-minded, willing to pivot strategies or explore new possibilities when facing uncertainty, okay? Finally, maintain focus. Stay laser focused on your long-term goals and vision. When I went to the Elite Retreat, Tom Ferry Elite Retreat recently, one of the things that really stuck to me was the word laser focus, okay? Because even when facing short-term obstacles or setbacks, okay, when you're laser focused, you can focus on your goal and find some solutions, okay? So guys, remember that the only limit of our realization of tomorrow will be our doubts of today. Keep your head up, stay strong, stay resilient, and finally, of course, stay grateful. I'll catch you tomorrow at 5 a.m.